A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan here. Welcome again to another episode of Repco Supercars Weekly. We are, I was about to say back in a supercars racing, but we've never really been out of it for the last 3 weeks. This weekend, the final of the Beaurepaire Sydney Cup, or as we're calling it, the V8 Sleuth Amps Car Series, the fourth of four at Sydney Motorsport Park, the Beaurepaire's Sydney Super Night. Some more under-lights action coming up this weekend. Plenty of news before we get into this weekend's stuff to get you through in terms of the latest in the Repco Supercars Championship. And today, he's back. David Reynolds is going to return this weekend to the Penrite Kellygrove Mustang Car 26 after a couple of rounds off with his vaccination requirements. Statement through from Kellygrove Racing in the early part of this afternoon that the team is pleased to announce, and I'm reading this, by the way, that David Reynolds will be returning for round 11 of the Supercars Championship this weekend. David is fully vaccinated and has fulfilled the requirements by New South Wales Health and Supercars to participate in this season's penultimate event. The team would like to thank Luke Gilden for the phenomenal job he's done in David's absence, and they're excited to have him back at the Bathurst 1000 early next month, where he will co-drive car number 26. So David Reynolds is returning after two rounds on the sidelines. Also confirmed today, Matt Stone Racing, new team principal there for next year. Pete Vail, team manager at Brad Jones Racing, is moving from Albury to Queensland. So plenty of roles for change at BJR moving into next year with Pete Vail leaving. Obviously, Andrew Edwards is already confirmed to be on the move to Triple Eight, and Nick Percat leaves to go to Walkinshaw Andretti United. So a few different faces to pop up at BJR next year. Matt Stone at Matt Stone Racing now becomes the CEO, and Pete Vail takes over essentially the role that he's been filling there. Speaking of taking over roles, BJR's got a driver change for Repco Bathurst 1000 week. It's a week, so let's say that. Ash Walsh, he's out of car number four with Jack Smith. Border restrictions and elements relating to that from Queensland and work commitments also mean he just can't do it. So for the second year in a row, he's going to miss the race. David Wall steps in, who drove at this week's Sydney Motorsport Park test. He hasn't raced a supercar since the Gold Coast 2017 when he co-drove with Rick Kelly for the Nissan Motorsport team. So former Porsche Carrera Cup champion making a return to supercars after about, 4 years out of the saddle. Tony Delberto back in the saddle this weekend, but not in the main game. He is for the co-driver session, obviously, but he's racing in the Dunlop Super 2 Series in an Eggleston Motorsport Commodore with the backing of Timken. It's his first start in the series since he won the championship in 2007. That was at Phillip Island late in that year, and it's the first time he's raced a Commodore in supercars since he drove for Walkinshaw and, I went to say Walkinshaw and Andretti United. It's Walkinshaw Racing back then with Tim Slade in the Enduros back in 2015. Some sad news too. We wanted to mark this. Frank Code, the winner of the 1960 Armstrong 500, the inaugural great race at Phillip Island, recently passed away in Bendigo. Our sympathies to his family and friends. Frank was 91, and he and the late John Roxburgh drove a Vauxhall Cresta. Yes, a Vauxhall Cresta. For those who are too young, ask your mum and dad what that was, to what is really deemed the outright winner of the great race, the first one in 1960, even though at the time it was a class race. They didn't really declare an outright winner per se at the time, but it's commonly accepted that the Code and Roxburgh car was the first to finish the 500-mile race. So our sympathies to Frank's family. Gary Rogers is a guy who is always in the news. He's opened up on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco about his attempts to get Chrysler into the Supercars Championship. That pod dropped yesterday. Have a listen. It's a great chat with Gaz. There's all sorts of bits and pieces in this one. There's Monaros, Volvos, horse racing, early racing, Bathurst, McLaughlin, Chryslers. There's heaps to talk about. Have a listen if you haven't heard it so far, and jump in and have a good run through. It's about an hour 40. And the good news too, we videoed it. So we're going to release the full version on YouTube in upcoming weeks, complete with some great stills for overlay, and you'll get to see us have the chat, not just hear us have the chat for something different. Now, this weekend, the Beaurepaire Sydney Super Night. It is the latest round in the Supercars Championship. Hard tyre weekend on the whole, though with some super softs that can only be used in each of the races. Friday night, practice session, 7:45 p.m. local time. By the way, with these times, just double-check the Supercars website that they don't change in the meantime. Saturday, practice qualifying shootout, 250-kilometer race at 7:10 p.m. local time. That's race 29 of the championship. Sunday, qualifying shootout, another 250-kilometer race, albeit not under lights. It will be afternoon, 3:20 p.m. local time. If you're a Channel 7 free-to-air viewer, good news, it's around on free-to-air. Fox and KO, of course, doing all their coverage as per usual, but Channel 7 will be there with Molly Taylor, Jack Perkins, Mark Beretta, in addition to the regular Supercars coverage team. Now, competitions. We like when people win stuff, and Repco, our great friends, are celebrating the 40th anniversary of Dick Johnson's first Bathurst win from 1981 by offering one lucky fan the chance to win a limited edition DJR Mustang GT. It's custom built by Rob Herod's team. It's got a supercharged V8, a DJR body styling kit, all the high performance add-ons that take it to the next level. You can win it. How you can win it? Go to the Repco Garage website. That's repco.com.au/the garage. And you can win this thing simply by voting on your favorite Dick Johnson Bathurst 1000 moment. So repco.com.au/the garage to vote for your favorite DJ Bathurst moment. There's a few to choose from, and you could be in the draw to win that car, valued at around $140,000 Australian dollars, which is something really impressive. Now, on this day, Supercars history, November the 18th, 2000, 21 years ago today, we were drying out because it was very wet at Bathurst that week and weekend. On this day, Wayne Gardner splashed his way to pole position in the Ford Tickford Racing number 6 Falcon AU from Glenn Seaton's team for the FAI 1000. He was sharing that car with rally ace Neil Bates, and it's pretty timely that we've got a Gardner throwback on this day because Remy, his son, won the Moto2 World Championship last weekend, which is very, very cool. I chatted with Wayne on the V8 Sleuth podcast last year, so go back through our archives and have a listen to him talk about his time racing V8s, touring cars, Bathurst and the like. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, next week, Tuesday, Castrol Motorsport News podcast is back. It's off and rolling really nicely. Andrew Van Leeuwen and Stefan Bartholomeus agreeing to disagree on pretty much everything in the world of local and international motorsport. Supercars is coming to a head. Formula One, the fight for the world championships on there. Plenty of other news. Make sure you tune in. Subscribe and don't miss an episode. They will be rolling their way through to Christmas. Next Wednesday, the V8 Sleuth podcast will be our Repco Bathurst 1000 preview episode. Will Dale and I will run the rule over the whole field, all the drivers, all the stats, all the facts and figures and numbers that you need to know for this year's great race. And of course, the Repco Supercars weekly podcast returns next Thursday as we start to build up to the great race at Mount Panorama. Anyway, review the pod wherever you listen to your pods. We appreciate your support. Thanks for being with us. We will chat to you again very soon with another edition of Repco Supercars Weekly.